What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, my name is Mark Moore. I'm here with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
Today, we're going to talk about an article I read online that's, these are the worst home insurance claims mistakes. So we have 10 of them here to talk about, and I'm going to, bounce them off Kathy and see what you think and what comments you may have about these. But first, I want to acknowledge we've had a real tragedy this week in our office. Many people may know Cindy Odom, which was Cindy Byers, and unfortunately her son Sean suddenly passed away on Monday, and it's been really a shock this week. I don't know how many people, I know a lot of people in Blairsville, Union County know Sean, but he was just a special young man. His grandmother, Sandy, used to cut my hair back in the day, and we've known Sean and Cindy just for a long time. Mm-hmm. We purchased the business that Cindy worked at. Well, originally, our Hiawassee office, we bought Thomas Insurance 2002. And so Cindy's been just a real blessing to us. Because in 06, we bought where she worked at the Thomas office in
Blairsville. But we knew her before
so,
that.
Basically, Sean had a brain cancer when he was 10 and was doing really well with his own place. And you know, he was very involved in his church. He was a witness for the Lord. You know, he's a lot of online posts he did, and a lot of people may remember him being a greeter at Walmart. So he just had so many friends, and you know, we're just very saddened about this. The arrangements this weekend, there he will be. It's visitation is 1 to 4, I do believe, on Saturday at Cochran Funeral Home. And there'll be a service on Sunday afternoon as well. So. Just wanted to, acknowledge that today as well. So, this is a really special young man. Okay, so this is an article from Forbes. Everybody knows Forbes magazine. It says that according to a 2019 study, about 5% of homeowners filed an insurance claim, which is kind of. I think that might be a little high, actually, but mm-hmm. I guess 5 out of 100 people filed a claim. That seems
high. It does,
that does seem high, doesn't it? But you know, if you're down in Florida and a storm comes through,
that's
you might have 95% of people filed an insurance
claim. Yeah, that's probably about normal down in Florida.
So I guess as an industry, 97% of those claims were related to property damage, and that does include theft. So the other 3% would be. On your homeowner's policy, you have a liability protection. So if your dog bites somebody or somebody comes to your premises and, you know, has a fall or slip and fall, those kinds of things, you can have liability claim even away from your premises.
Now, yes,
if you were to have a, we've used an example before, we had somebody who was in a golfing accident, mm-hmm. or if you go to the store and break an antique vase or something, is it vase or boss? How do you say it?
Vase is fine.
Vase is fine, yeah. Okay. I would say vase, being from Hayesville. So, it says if you do file a claim, here are some things you can do to help the process run as smoothly as possible. So number one on the list is, the number one mistake according to this article that homeowners make is failing to read your policy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's kind of interesting here that this was a commentary by a gentleman here that is the head of a startup online insurance company, mm-hmm. I guess agency maybe. So if you're dealing with an online insurance, how often are you going to have somebody help you read your policy?
Probably not at all.
Right. So that's his advice. So you basically cut the agent equation out of a system,
right.
And you're expecting people to navigate through reading a policy. So
right.
I don't really think that's – I'm glad that he wants to have a startup online, but – I do believe that an agent is of value, like you have your doctor and have your CPA,
right.
Have your insurance agent that's going to be able to protect you. So the example he cites here is that water backup is not covered by flood insurance. So the fact that you have flood insurance doesn't necessarily mean you have coverage if your drains were to back up. And that's one of the coverages we really like to stress, isn't it, Kathy?
Yes, we write that a lot just because we see a lot of those claims come about here because a lot of people have septic tanks. And sometimes, you know, somebody's run over a pipe or something like that in the yard, or they've had somebody leave equipment in there, and we've seen them back up into their houses. And it's very important to take care of those claims properly because you can get mold and other issues if you don't.
That's why you got to call a professional.
Yeah, you have to have a professional handle it. You can't always just get a wet dry vac yourself and do things like that yourself. Yeah. So most people don't have expertise in that, and that's something that's for your health of yourself and your family.
So if you've not read your policy and don't know what you have coverage-wise, then that's going to be a mistake.
Right.
So have an agent to help you along with that process.
It's important, yes, very important.
Number two, according to this article, is not having the right coverage. I would agree with that, too.
Well, I think people typically don't always look at the fact that every year you should be probably talking to your insurance agent if you've made any improvements or betterments to your home. A lot of times they don't tell us things, so you can't insure things if you're not aware of it. So always talk to your insurance agent once a year. I know people don't like to be bothered, but it's going to be important to you if something happens and there's a claim.
Yeah. So the comment was made here that it's a quote, one of the worst mistakes a homeowner can make happens before the loss occurs. I mean, you're sitting there on a time bomb if you've got the wrong coverage.
Right.
The example cited here was, you know, you may be disappointed if you find out that your policy is paying actual cash value. And we've talked about that before in the show. Like, you want to have a replacement cost policy because actual cash value means they're going to depreciate whatever you've got.
Right. And replacement cost is we're trying to replace what you currently have. Yeah. So it's better coverage for you, better for you to get back to where you were prior or where you were prior to that claim.
Yep. So that was number two. Number three homeowner's mistake is not having a home inventory.
Yes.
Tell what that means, Kathy.
Okay. So I always encourage people don't always realize what they have in their home until there's a claim, like a total fire loss or something major happens to their home. So if you do an inventory, what we encourage you to do is either take a video camera or your cell phone or anything like that and basically video your house inside your drawers and your closets, different places, your kitchen. When you start to, you know, have a problem and you lose these items, then you have to replace them. Maybe you have special things, special dishes for Christmas or Thanksgiving, and you don't always have them out, so you forget what you have. So having an inventory with everything logged, even in a video, or if you've, you know, pictures, take a camera and take pictures.
Well, the cell phone today.
Yeah, the cell phone's pretty much it. But a lot of people who are maybe older don't do that. So even photographs, trying to keep them all somewhere else, maybe a safe deposit box, or maybe give them to your insurance agent or something like that, having some place to have it so it'll remember what you actually have. I've had people that have had a total loss. They've did their best to replace things. They did their best to remember everything they had, and then something just sparks later that, oh, I forgot I had this or this special thing. Usually around the holidays, they forgot they had
something. So if you've got an inventory, you'll know.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, number four, homeowner's claim mistake, failing to maintain your property. Mm-hmm. And what the example is here, they gave an example, maybe a water pipe being ruptured will be covered. But what if you've got a roof leak? I mean, if you've not had your roof repaired, or you may be surprised to find out that you didn't take action to stop the damage. So when your roof leaks, that would not be a covered loss.
Right.
I mean, that would just be going all through your house or whatever.
Yes.
So it's got to be sudden and accidental.
Correct.
It can't be just me neglecting your property and something happens.
Right.
So when your roof leaks, when a storm comes through or a windstorm comes through, that's going to be covered. But if you sit there and don't take care of your property and you've got some kind of leaky roof, then that's not going to cannot be covered.
Well, also, like, so in a situation that you maybe you don't have bushes or trees around your house, you need to make sure that you take care of those so they don't have a potential claim as well.
So we've got through 4 of the 10 here on the first half of the show, and coming back on the second half, we'll try to get through the rest of them. But I think so far we can agree with these, being agents. So Anyway, my name is Mark Moore, and you're listening to Peace of Mind on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore and my husband, Mark, and we're your co-hosts for Peace of Mind. We just want to let you know where we're located. We have five locations. Three are called Moore Insurance Services, Inc. We have an office in Hayesville, North Carolina on Highway 64 West, right next to United Community Bank. Come by there and see Mandy Sosby, Emily McKeon, Diane Lampe, Vaughn Hobbs, Amy Kitchens, Mark and myself. We're normally there. We'd love to help you with your insurance there in Hayesville. Also, we have a location on Main Street, 150 South Main Street, Suite C and Town Trace Building. It's right there, the red brick building next to the hospital. Come by and see Rose there. She'll help you with your insurance there in Hiawassee. And lastly, our last More Insurance Services, Inc. Location is in Blairsville. We are actually located across the street from Home Depot, and we're next to the actual post office. We're in that South State Bank building. We are actually in the building, a separate wing, separate entrance to that. We're not part of the bank, but we're actually in the bank building. So come by and see us there and see Ashley Miller, Joanne Grizzick, Cindy Odom, and Greg Buchanan, and they'd like to help with insurance there. And then we have a location in Murphy, North Carolina, which is on Highway 64, right past Arby's. On the left-hand side, come by and see us there. It's called Mountain Insurance. It's a vision of More Insurance. And come by and see Velda Dockery and Heather Temple. Our last location, the fifth one, is in Blue Ridge. It's called Mountain Insurance at Blue Ridge. That's a division of More Insurance. You can come by and see us there. We are past the actual United Community Bank building, and we're between that and Burger King. And you can come by and see Kathy Hunter, Carrie Van Zant, Jeremy Payne, as well as Cody Webb, and love to help you with your insurance there. You can also check us out on our website at www.more-insurance.com. Like us on Facebook, and also on our website, you can hear all these podcasts if you've missed one, as well as request a quote. So please reach out to us. We'd love to help you with your insurance needs.
Okay, so today we're talking about a publication came out by Forbes, mm-hmm. and according to Forbes, these are the worst home insurance claims mistakes. Before the break, we had gotten through four of them. Mm-hmm. So number one was failing to read your policy. Number two was claim mistake was not having the right insurance coverage. Number three was not making a home inventory. We catalog what you got before the loss.
Right.
Number four was failing to maintain your property.
Right.
So that takes us to number five, which is, according to Forbes, the number five insurance claim mistake is poor communication. Mm-hmm. Now, what they cite here is there's a senior vice president of Chubb is quoted that sometimes homeowners can be unclear when describing the damage to their property. Mm-hmm. So you got to be very careful about how things are reported to the company and make sure that all the facts are correct. Or
right.
It's not, you don't want to have some kind of ambiguous, you know, is this covered, is it not? You want to make
right.
sure that it's described in a way that's...
Most of the time we need to know what the date of loss, the time of the date of loss, what happened specifically so that we can file it correctly for you.
Yes. He recommends that homeowners be as clear as possible about the damage when reporting the claim. Mm-hmm. That's what he says.
But it's also with the claims department, even though we're not licensed claims people, what happens with the claims department, they do it by severity. So if there's a total loss, they're going to respond to that faster than they would for something else. So also, if you have something major, you need to report it.
It also depends on what's going in the area. So
exactly.
The faster you can get something claimed.
Right.
So that takes us to number six mistake, according to Forbes. Waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would definitely agree with this. Don't delay filing a claim.
Right.
It may cause more damage to your home. Damage doesn't give every time. So reporting a claim as soon as possible helps the repairs get going sooner, lessens the time the insured is dealing with the repair process.
I think
agree with this one.
I agree with that. But the other thing I could tell you is there's sometimes people will say, I have a small problem, and they'll want to get some type of estimates before they file a claim because maybe they have a very high deductible. So I would say, you know, definitely get estimates and figure out what you need to do and do it as quick as possible.
We had a situation where mm-hmm. the customer didn't have the repairs done in a timely manner.
Yes.
That's been another topic, I guess.
Yes.
But it's
you need to get.
Hopefully your insurance company will give you some grace on this. It says, depending on your state, you may have up to a year to file a claim.
But yeah, but I wouldn't wait the year.
Don't wait.
Yeah, because it'll be an issue whether they're going to say you had more damage because of that.
Here's one that I don't necessarily agree with. Maybe I do with some part, but it's saying trying to tackle a big claim alone. That's a mistake. You can hire what's called a public claims adjuster. Now, I've seen a customer get burned on this one really bad.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Right.
The house actually did burn, and the public adjuster helped them with the claim process. Well, they had a 10% fee of whether they were covered. Well, what was crazy about it was a total loss, and the policy limits were paid on the tendered on this situation. I do believe it was a $500,000 house. This public adjuster walked away with 10% of that. They got $50,000 for something the customer could have
handled themselves.
Got themselves.
Right.
So I don't necessarily go along with that. I mean, people are smart. Maybe there's time and place for that, but hopefully your adjuster that you've got from your insurance company is going to help you navigate through the claim process. So I don't.
And of course, if there's any issues with your adjuster after you file a claim, you can contact your insurance agents. We can then get involved if we need to, but otherwise we typically stay out of it. We stay out of it unless there's an issue. And
hopefully
then we get
a claim
involved.
Adjuster will do his or her job.
Yeah, usually they always do. We're lucky with, we have really good carriers that handle their claims appropriately.
Home insurance mistake number 8, not documenting the damage. Failure to document damage is the most frequent error. This is a adjuster, this quote here, sees in the claim process. Not taking pictures.
Videos
before and after. You want to be able to have everything documented about exactly what happened.
Exactly.
Which leads us to the number 9 mistake, cleaning up too fast.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, I got a story about this. We had purchased an agency. And one of the owners in this scenario called me and said, I can't believe they're denying my mom's claim. And what happened was they had lightning hit. Well, they said it was lightning, had hit the air conditioning unit or the air handler, what you call it. It's like the air system, heating and air system. So he had already got it fixed and replaced. And then after the fact, tried to turn in the claim. Well, the adjuster didn't get to investigate or see why. Because, if you've got a power surge or a lightning or maybe the thing just wore out, how does the adjuster know what the damages actually were?
Without seeing it or, having even the person who's repairing it can also do some documentation
as well. And he thought he had enough clout with insurance carrier, we could just do that. And even though he was a large rate, they still just denied his claim.
Yeah.
And I think that, he should have filed the claim immediately, had the adjuster, had pictures. In that scenario right there, some of that, if it's something just wears out and is a mechanical issue, probably not going to be covered.
Right.
Unless you got equipment breakdown, potentially there might be some coverage there. If it is a power surge, that's why we want to have the equipment breakdown endorsement, because it will cover a power surge. If you don't have the equipment breakdown, that's not going to be covered. Lightning, however, will always be covered. That's part of the what we call a peril or cause of loss. Lightning is covered. So if the adjuster can't do their investigation to find out, if you already replaced the damages, there's no documentation. How do you know what happened to her? How does the adjuster know? You've got to prove it. So that's something to think about as well. Did you have an example, Kathy, or you're just thinking? Okay.
No, thank you.
Okay. Here's takes us to the last, according to Forbes magazine, the number 10 homeowners claim mistake, and this is one called filing too many claims.
Yes, absolutely.
So your insurance policy, my philosophy is, I believe you're better to use this for a catastrophe. If you've got something that's smaller. If you can absorb it.
Yes.
I think it's good to have an emergency fund and definitely, have enough to pay your deductible. And maybe you want to consider taking a higher deductible, and that way you can just pay it out of pocket.
Yeah, and it'll lower your premium by having a higher deductible.
You get a discount for having a higher deductible because you're taking on more of the damage if something does happen.
Right, but they won't start until you pay your deductible. Then it kicks in after that. So
right. So that was what they said because they know. It's not like they don't know. There's a
But if you also have too many claims, they can also not renew your policy. So you want to be really cautious about filing the correct amount of claims and be people say, well, that's why I have insurance. I'm like, yes, but you don't want to have too many frequencies because then that becomes an issue.
It can cost you more money in the long run.
More money by
the there's a exchange called the CLUE report, which is acronym for a comprehensive loss underwriting exchange. So all insurance carriers report their loss data to this exchange, and they're shared, you know, they're going to know. So anyway, that's where we have talked about today. You've been listening to Mark and Kathy Moore, and we call our show Peace of Mind. So hopefully insurance will give you peace of mind. And we are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.